That's right. We have multiple prizes to give away. Yes, the margarita is delicious. Thank you so much, ma'am. We have many, many prizes. We've hooked people up here in the last couple of breaks. You could be a part of that. You can win one of the two $25 gift cards to Academy Sports Bar and Grill. We've got some more gift cards. What did I say, Sports Bar and Grill? I mixed them up.
You Academy Sports Bar
and
Grill.
Check that. Academy Sports and Outdoors. I'm sorry. That's an easy one. I got, because I'm about to say Sports Bar and Grill just now.
Hey, if they ain't never done it, they don't understand. I get it, man.
You got two of those coming up. Here where you have a chance to win. Also, we still have some more gift cards to Taqueria's Aranda Sports Bar and Grill that you can win. Four of those available as well. And not to mention, we still have tickets to that U of H Iowa State game that you can win. I see our guy Figgy who's in the building. I see his videos at U of H all the time, and it looks like it's a hell of a time to go. I went there. I watched Kansas go out there and beat U of H. It's a fun experience, good little spot there in Third Ward. So you can go out there and hang out and have a chance to win those tickets. All you got to do is get here, come here, sign up, put it in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win. If you're in the building, all you got to do is sign your name, put it in a raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win. Come in here and get some good food, good drinks. It's a good time to be had in here.
Absolutely it is. I mean, it don't get no more H-Town than this right here now.
I tell you, shout out to...
I'm proud of myself. Hour and a half, I've shown really good discipline.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm rooting for you. Nice. But I'm not going to be the one to knock the menu out your hand, man. I'm going to let you go ahead and do what you do. That queso did look good, but I walked away from it. Shout out to W.T. Johnson. Ron, hair looks awesome. Keep it. Appreciate it.
Telling you, I mean, it even looks better now that you cleaned it up. You edge that thing up.
It does look. Nice. I will admit, it does look better.
Significantly better.
Okay.
All right. It does, and you can pull it off. I mean, you got the black shades. Now that you've grown it out a little bit, and that edge up shows your natural hair color that goes with those black shades. Or you could go with the turtle shell frames on your glasses. Will go with the black hair and the orange hair. Yeah, man.
I mean,
you can give me
it's gold.
My bad, that's right. What was the name of it?
Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely.
That's right. Yeah, Dark and Lovely. I think I'm gonna cut it off.
No, you're not.
Yeah, to get down to the roots.
I will not talk to you outside of 2 to 6.
What?
I will not.
No, man. It just ain't me. Man, it looks better. I admit it looks better once
I think it looks tremendous.
B took care of me, but I think I'm gonna get on down. I didn't take it down to the roots. That's why I'm gonna cut it off.
It's got a real Ron flair to it right now.
That's good.
It's got a real Ron flair to it.
It's got a real Drewski flair.
No, I disagree. He just make fun of himself. You're wearing it.
I mean, I'm making fun of myself.
No, man.
All right, I said this on the tees earlier. Now that it looks like right now, if odds would say that there will be no Joe Mixon, there will be no Damian Pierce, you'll be down to Cam Akers. But I don't know how much that changes what your expectation is for the Texans' run game on Sunday, because clearly when they played the Colts, the reason that offense looked better than it did on Sunday against the Bears, Clint, was the run game. And they ran the football at a dominant rate. Slowed up even the pass rush even more. They did not run it as well against the Bears, and their offense struggled. Some of that goes to the Bears' defense, but the Vikings' defense has been pretty good the first 2 weeks as well. And the thought is, what are the expectations to me for the run game? When you look at the 49ers, who run the same offense, now Kyle may have some different things, and obviously the parts are different, but it's the same system. They didn't run it great overall, but Jordan Mason, their running back who's been in there replacing Christian McCaffrey, he had 20 carries for 100 yards, and that's pretty good work from your starting running back, and that's what he did last week. So there was some level of success last week on 22 carries, the entire run game, including Stroud, everybody, Tank Dell as well. They rushed for 75 yards. What's the expectation against this Vikings team in which we saw them play a similar system the week before?
You got to run the football effectively. You got to run the football in a complementary fashion. It doesn't have to be as dominant and as heavy. You don't have to run it 40 times for 213 yards or whatever the hell you did against the Colts. But it's got to be in complementary fashion. If you watch the Jets game last night, that's exactly what we're looking for. I don't care about – I think that Jets ran for 133 yards last night or something like that. I don't care about the number, but when you look at how they were able to stay ahead of the chains, they were able to catch the defense off guard from time to time in a run game. It was you got to run it in complementary fashion. In my opinion with the Texans, week one was – it's unfair to expect them to do that week in, week out. Week two, it's unacceptable. Like you cannot your run game when you've got as much invested in your offensive line. I don't give a damn how good a defense is. Even though I think the Bears are going to end up being one of the top 3, 4, 5 defenses in the league, I firmly believe that if they stay healthy, you got to be able to go up against the best of the best and run the football effectively. And they did some things late in that football game, which is a big part of wearing them down and then taking advantage of them late. They did eventually break a couple of runs with Cam Akers in there. They eventually were able to make some hay on the ground. But I believe you've got to be significantly better than you were against the Bears in this football game.
Yeah, even without Mixon. I think you have to I think that they can win a game in which CJ has to throw the ball 40 times.
Can.
I think they're capable of winning that game. But I think when you do that, Clint, and they throw it 40 times and there's not, as you said, run for some sort of success and at the very least keep them honest, I think what you're doing is you're bringing in the Vikings' best part of their defense. You're bringing it, and that is them rushing the passer and getting after the quarterback. And they have led the NFL in sacks the first 2 weeks getting after the quarterback. So I do think there has to be, like, hell, if 75 yards, no, I mean, I don't. That's not good enough, including Stroud, including Tank Dell, including Mixon, including Cam Akers. It's got to be better than that, and at least something that says to the Vikings, all right, we can't just pin our ears back and just go. We can't just do that because, yes, if the Vikings get to rush the passer 40, 45 times, Clint, yes, I think – you put the ball in CJ's hands, and that is a great place to put the ball in, and you can make big plays. But I think you also put the risk of them doing what they do best on defense, and that is rush the passer and cause turnovers off of that.
Yeah, look, I think if we get a little bit deeper into it, like what the Texans want to do is they want to run outside zone. It's what they ran and were really, really good against the Colts.
You
look at the receivers blocked well, the tight ends blocked well, the tackles were able to handle the Colts' defensive ends. And then last week you get Walker and Sweat, and those defensive ends are built a little bit different. Those guys are going to be hard to pin inside and get that edge, and that showed true. That's exactly what happened with the Texans. And then their inability to come back inside and hit them where it hurts I think was a little bit concerning. This week – I feel like the Texans should have a much better chance this week to run that outside zone versus these defensive ends. I love Jonathan Greenard. He's a good edge defender versus a run, but he's not a guy that you can't run the football against. And you can't pin him inside. That's very possible, right? So I would expect them to be able to get that outside zone. I would expect them to be able to make a little hay in that category, which ultimately is what they want to do and really hang their hat on a run game.
But I think to the point you made right off the top, they have to have some level of success, some level of this to where at least the Vikings respect it, some level of that, because if they don't, that to me is problematic. All right. Coming up, our Saturday slate. There's some games this weekend coming up tomorrow. It is a football Friday, but also you know Saturday is included. Big weekend of college football. We'll give you our games of the week. And is this the week? Is this the week where we see some of these guys who have been missing a little bit get more involved for the Texans? We'll discuss that coming up next.